WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, hey there, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you.
Good, great, grand, wonderful.
No yelling on the bus. It's 7:10. Let's get right to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. Pump it out. Well, I got good news and bad news. Should I start with the good news?
Start
with the bad news?
No, start with the bad news. I think I know what the bad news is. Let's start
bad
with that.
News. And we'll sad end news, really. Sean Connery, the original James Bond and Academy Award-winning Scottish actor, has passed away. He died in the Bahamas following a long illness. He was 90 years old. He'd been battling dementia in his later years, but he passed away Halloween morning. Remember, we were actually at the golf outing, and one of the cats there showed us that that he passed, man. And, you know, 90.
Right before I teed off. Yeah. I'm like, man.
Oh, yeah. That's
a great swing thought.
Use that excuse for your terrible golf. All right.
Shut up. No, it was sad, man. When he broke that news to us, I was. It's weird when you hear stuff like for that very given moment where you're just like your initial reaction is always like, you know, the most pure when you hear it. And, dude, we both looked at each other like, man,
grew up with Sean Connery, dude. He's been in, obviously, he's the original James Bond, like OG James Bond that everyone knows and loves. There's always that debate. Who's the best James Bond? Sean Connery's right up there in the conversation, if not the best James Bond.
So when I was growing up as a kid, my breakthrough Sean Connery movie, I would say, it was much later in his years, but it was The Rock. When I watched The Rock for the first time with Sean Connery, I was like, man, that guy's pretty badass, dude.
Badass.
Taking him through Alcatraz. And he's done so many great things you just look at his, extensive list of movies he's done, plus, shows and.
Well, dude, iconic roles, too. You think, obviously, James Bond, probably the most iconic for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the other roles in between, but then he was also Indiana Jones's father. He did that.
Junior.
He won an Academy Award for his performance in The Untouchables. Amazing movie. And he was knighted by the in Scotland in 2000. So he's Sir Sean Connery. That's the proper name for him when you say it there. So, yeah, the guy did some things. I always give him a little crap because he played like... What I love about Sean Connery is that he was unapologetically Sean Connery. It didn't matter what role he was playing. he never changed his accent. He just was always a Scottish guy. Like, always. Didn't matter what he was doing. He was always Scottish. Every single role.
Another thing about him, too, he never beat around the bush. He told you how it is and how he felt and the way he felt. And he definitely did not hold anything back on that.
No. But when you're knighted, I mean, I guess you pretty much can do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, what are you? He's a knight, for God's sakes. Is there anything you can do with that? I don't know. But anyway, I guess silver lining, he had a nice long life. 90 years is a good time. He did a lot of great things and will definitely be missed. And luckily, we have all the great movies that he was in to remember him by for many, many years to come. So
rest in peace, man. We'll be missing you.
And of course, Daryl Hammond's amazing Sean Connery impersonation, which is probably just as legendary now. He probably got as much notoriety for the SNL skits.
Absolutely.
Jeopardy. Oh, my God. That was the best part of it.
Much like Norm MacDonald doing Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
You know, those
iconic
characters come from iconic movie actors.
Perfect. But you will be missed. Missed, sure, Sean Connery. You will be, for sure. All right, some good news. Can I give some good news now?
Oh, yeah. Let's bring it up.
McDonald's has announced the return of the McRib. That's right. The barbecue sauce coated mystery meat sandwich can't get here fast enough, man. It will return for a limited time starting December 2nd. So it's not here yet, but it's coming.
I thought we said we were going to start with the bad news, Brock.
Dude.
I don't know, dude. What do you think? Do you like it?
Here's the thing. If you had the McRib year-round, people wouldn't go crazy for it, okay? They go crazy for it because it's like the Shamrock Shake. Is it really that great, or is it only great because we can only get it for a short amount of time? I'm sorry, but the McRib to me is literally like the Salisbury steak we used to get in school. It's there's no ribs in there. They literally just press meat into the
pressed
shape.
Meat. Yeah, it looks like ribs. So I'm pretty sure, like, because they do this like once in a while, right? So I think the last round, people are posting on social media like the picture of their McRib that they got in the first date. I don't know, man. I thought maybe as a kid, I thought it was a lot better. Because anything was good as a kid, really. Well, McDonald's, anything from the menu at McDonald's is great.
You soak,
but now you look at it and just like,
you soak anything in sugary, delicious barbecue sauce, it's going to taste good. I mean, you could cover a dog turd in delicious, sugary McDonald's barbecue. Be like, yeah, not bad. Oh, look, the barbecue dog turd's back. Yes. This is so good. People live for it. They live for the McRib. I may go grab one or two of them, you know, just for, you know, posterity. But
Are they good?
Yeah. Well, dude, like I said, it's the barbecue sauce. That's what you're getting. I'm not doing it for the delicatessen meat. Yeah, it's good. Huh. It's good. Have you never had a McRib?
So that's what I was saying. Like, I had one as a kid, like a long, long time ago. And, like, I never had one since because I was under the assumption that they weren't good. But they are, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're good. Like I said, they're drenched in barbecue sauce. Put onions on there, man. Yeah, I tell you what. You and I will get all gussied up. We'll go on a nice date to McDonald's, and I'll buy you a McRib, all right?
And I'll punch you in the rib. How about that?
No, then you're putting out at the end of it once I buy you that McRib.
Over a McRib?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, cheap date, bro. Cheap date.
Hey, that's the kind of dates I go for. Is anybody that's willing to put out for a McRib, I'll take you out, okay? I don't think Kiki and I like met right there. That's right there.
Right.
You buy me a McRib?
God,
and then I put a ring on it. I put a ring on it because anybody that's willing to do that for a McRib, really
paint the picture right there.
Still had the barbecue sauce on her face. It was great.
that ain't barbecue sauce here, bro.
Oh, my God. Sorry, honey. I'm sorry. All right, there you go.
Well, you're fired.
That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.